We're back.
That's all you need.
Thanks. Wow. Very exciting. Got this. Nope, wrong one.
We're popping, ladies. Ladies!
We are being joined by our first guest officially on the Fish Burrito podcast, a longtime listener and producer of the show, the one, the only, Heather Zimmerman.
Hey, everybody.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
It's producer babe for anyone who's an A1 since day one. Cal's currently on punishment for standing too close to the TV. Mm-hmm. So we're going to run this old school.
Well, he deserves it.
A babe-oo.
I'm just kidding, Cal. You're the best.
Baby podcast, bang, 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 bang.
We did one like a year ago almost to the day that we have in the vaults, but we listened to it. It wasn't quite up to par. So.
Well.
There was a lot going on in there.
A lot of our podcasts shouldn't have come out, but they did anyways. So moving on.
I feel like there should be like a boiling, yoing, yoing, yoing right there.
I think the closest we've got to that is.
Okay.
That's about that.
I think we should paint a picture of what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we're not in the typical, we're in the original Fish Burrito studio. Actually, this was the quarantine studio, the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Our building is under construction.
Yeah.
We're having some upgrades.
In real estate, they call that a renoviction.
Mm.
Like they're renovating to kick all of the old people out, apparently, because it's out of control.
Let's hold, stay right there with the fancy real estate words.
Rent eviction.
We'll get back to that. Okay. We're in bed, laying around. Gus is joining us as well. He's sleeping. Gus is our dog. Did I introduce you as my girlfriend?
I don't think so.
I'm so bad at this.
You're just hanging out with some girl in your bed.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's also a better picture, actually. Fine. Yeah. I'll cut that other part out.
Okay.
No, but yeah, this is my girlfriend, my lovely lady, producer babe. We're laying in our bed. We're not in the typical studio space. We're working out the kinks. We're going to have a bunch of guests coming up. Cal is still around. He's not actually on punishment. He's finding himself in on Mount Kilimanjaro right now. I think he's having an ayahuasca experience.
Eat, pray, love, Cal.
Eat, pray, love. Live, laugh, light.
But to go off of what we were telling you about our setup, the reason we're in the bedroom is because there's construction going on outside. And when we say construction, it's like absurd.
Right.
So we're trying to keep it as quiet for you guys as we can. You know what I mean?
Well, and of course, I mean, how funny was it? The second we're about to press record, some clown with a party horn
That's right.
goes by. Like, what the fuck? Why? But yeah, they're chopping and banging and splitting and screwing everything they can down there. And God bless them, we need it. But it's not ideal.
We do need it. I mean, what they're doing is, I guess, not repairs, but making sure that if and when an earthquake comes, this building doesn't crash to the ground.
Which, I mean, let's be honest.
I know.
It doesn't matter what they do.
I don't think
they're
so.
Polishing a turd at this point.
Is, yeah.
But okay, so we were on the fancy real estate terms.
Well, I think it's important to add that it's hot in here.
It's very hot.
And we're just killing it. We're doing it anyway.
Looking at the mic.
Sorry. I just want to look at you.
Oh, babe. All right. A big congratulations is in order for California's newest real estate agent, Miss Heather Zimmerman.
Hey.
Congrats.
Yep, thank
Lightweight.
You.
Lightweight. What's a good one for
I'll
congrats?
Do it. I'll do it.
Yes, that is a good one.
Great job.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Do you know what that clip's from?
Mm-mm.
It's some news reporter, and she goes to shoot a basket.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And it rims out, but she thinks it went in, and she turns over, and the guy goes, he doesn't tell her. He goes,
great job.
I feel like as soon as you said newscast reporter, I feel like you now need to have pitted on here.
Pitted. So oh, pitted. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good call. Actually, I'll clip that. Mark that. Yeah. Wow. We're making good time.
Cool. So, yeah, I passed the test. I passed it last Saturday. I got wasted for a couple of days actually, mm-hmm. and now I'm back to being clean and straight, Heather, for the most part.
This is the most sober I've ever been doing a podcast. We're drinking coffee.
We're drinking coffee, and it's 9 a.m.
Mm.
I like it. Whatever, it's a good way to start the day.
Obviously, people who know, I mean, I'm gonna try and get this out today, but if it's out Wednesday, whatever. Which isn't typical, but this whole situation hasn't been very typical.
Pivot.
Pivot.
Pivoting.
Pivot. Poly pivot.
Pivot.
Pivot. He was pivoted, and I was like, wow.
Whoa.
And then he pivot. It is right hot in here.
It's hot. I know. So I used to sit in the bedroom with the door closed mm-hmm. when Cal and MJ would record their podcast in the living room and in the kitchen. It switched. I think it started with the kitchen and then they moved to the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always like, whenever MJ is like, oh yeah, it'll be an hour. It's like maybe 3.5 to 4.
Yeah, those were.
Always.
Those were the lost tapes.
Not just podcasts. So I would sit in here and I would, like an idiot, do a yoga class first and then it would be even hotter. And then I just steam and let you do your thing, but whatever.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Great job!
Okay. Whatever, where? My mom and dad are coming.
Yes, we've got a big trip.
Yep.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
God, I'm just excited to get away. Mm-hmm. And is that a good sign?
I think it's a healthy, normal
thing.
Sign.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm just constantly like, I've been back for a week or 2 weeks after my last trip. And I'm like, I'm ready to get the fuck out again.
Yeah. But maybe you just have some more traveler in you than you like to admit.
Are you calling me a gypsy right now? How dare you? How dare you? My ancestors persecute the gypsies. All right. I don't think they do.
They don't. I don't know. Do
yeah,
they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
German, Dutch, Italian. Black man.
My favorite part.
Whoa.
We're popping, ladies. Ladies.
Damn, it is hot.
It's fine. It's fine. We're doing great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my parents are coming. Our family is from Virginia. I don't know if you guys already know that because of MJ's story.
Mm-hmm.
But they fly in on Friday, and then we're going to
mm-hmm,
Idlewild for 3 nights. Which I'm excited about because we went to Idlewild for my birthday, but we barely got off the floor.
Yeah, I spent one whole day on the bathroom floor.
It was fun.
In a wig.
He came downstairs in a wig. And we were tripping on mushrooms, and I didn't really know what to take of it. It was fun.
We party.
Yep. And anyway, so we're going to Idlewild for 3 days. We're bringing Gus the whole time, which I'm super stoked about. And then from Idlewild, we're going straight to Joshua Tree for 3 nights. And then they leave. Mm. It's going to be awesome. My parents are a blast, to say the least.
I can't wait, Deb and Hal. Let's go.
But the next 3 days I'll be spending is just stressing over making sure everything is perfect.
Oh,
that's what I do.
I'm going to be spending the next 3 days worrying about growing a dick out of my forehead after taking this vaccine today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oof.
I'm getting vaccinated.
How many of you have gotten vaccinated? I'd be curious. And how many people are getting vaccinated?
All of our listeners are
12,
healthy, wealthy,
or 12.
And young. Yeah. Or the children of people that are healthy and wealthy.
That's fine. But I'm serious. So I've had a couple of friends or acquaintances express share their experience. And some of them have gotten the flu.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like worried. I hope you don't get the flu.
Flu-like symptoms. Yeah, because I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I never take the flu shot.
Me neither.
I don't think I've taken one since I was in elementary school.
No, but you did have the flu like 2 years ago. Do you remember when you?
One day. Anyway, but that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I went to work.
Yeah.
I know you're not. And like I didn't really feel that bad, but I knew something was off. Like I was like hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And then it was just constant cold. So I went out.
You looked like a gray, scary monster that was like drenched in sweat, sitting on the edge of the bed. And you're like, I'm going to work. And
I went to work.
Okay.
And it's like noon, high noon. And I'm like, you know what? I'm so cold. I bet it's really warm in my car right now with
summertime.
The windows up. So I got in the car and took a nap in my 400 degree car. No window. I did not put the windows down at all. I just tried to cook myself.
You're a goofball.
I cooked the flu out. I only had it for a day.
I said it. Goofball.
Yeah, goofball. I don't know if we've been using goofball.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to. But we'll everyone knows there's one word that I'm not supposed to say on the podcast that Cal hates. But Cal's not here.
Ooh.
But I'm still not going to say it because I don't want to have to edit it out. But we're going to use the word goofball.
Cute.
Great job.
But yeah, what else is going on? Obviously, real estate stuff.
Real estate.
So
I have a client meeting on Thursday. So for anybody, I don't know if anybody does real estate. It's bizarre. I'm learning something every single day. With the tests that you have to take, it's all, I don't even know what the right, arbitrary. Like none of the information that you learn on the test is anything that you're really going to use in real life. This was my understanding. Which I've heard a few people say, but until I experienced it for myself, I was like, whatever, I want to do great on this test. I want to know all my shit.
Right.
But now that I'm more into it, I'm like, oh, wow, nope, yep, I'm probably never going to use any of this information.
But the terminology is important.
Exactly. The terminology is important. I like to, I don't know, I just, in a conversation, if there's a word I don't understand, I want to know what it means. So now I know what they mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what I'm doing now is working on leasing. So a lot of it, I mean, it's a sales position, right? So a lot of it is uncomfortable cold calling right now, which is not my favorite, but I do have a background in it with the fitness industry. I was in the yoga world big time. Mm-hmm. Long story and boring story short, I have a meeting on Thursday for a potential client, probably a contract. So I'm super stoked.
Let's go getting money. So I can quit my stupid job.
Yep.
And just stay home with Gus.
And work on your passion.
Yes. Yeah. Making jams.
Yeah.
That's
heavy
passion.
Tracks.
No. Jams. Oh. Like preserves.
Oh.
Strawberries, grapes, all kinds of jams. That's my real passion.
I have a pretty good visual of that. I get home from a long day's work.
Yeah.
And you're just covered in sticky goo.
Baby, I think I got it. I did it.
No pants out.
Try this.
No pants on, rather.
This delicious plum jam that I've created.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
We have fun.
But the trip, I'm excited about that. Get out to the desert. Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee. Gus gets to come.
Oh, I'm
run
so
him around.
Gus gets to come.
And there's going to be another little pup for him to play with.
Yep. My dad's half-sister is coming. She lives out here. She lives in Encino.
You could just say sister.
Okay. I'm sorry, Teresa. Sister.
I've only got half-siblings, but I don't call anyone a half-sibling.
You're right. And she's the best. I mean, whatever.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think we're... That was for the old days when you needed to prove your bloodline.
I just forget that she's my aunt.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, yeah.
Because she's not that much older than you.
She's not.
Yeah. Like Bella. You know, shit like that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Oy vey. Yeah, like, yeah, well, let's not get into my twisted family history.
Why not?
Well, I mean, because like, well, nah. I'll talk to people about it and then we'll see if they're comfortable with me talking about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
So
wait, isn't there like some game you play on here?
Well, we are going to do an abbreviated pod. Was there anything you wanted to talk about?
But no, I'm just excited to be here with you.
Oh, babers.
I wish I could look at you. So the way this setup is a little, we're not facing each other.
But
we're
it's like, so comfortable.
It is very comfortable. Yeah. But every time I move my head, I get this little like look from MJ, like you have to keep your face in the mic. So I can't
quit moving around
with my eyes.
Keep your face in the mic.
Right. I do feel like there was something I did want to talk about with you, but I can't remember.
I can't think of it. I mean, I don't really have a ton going on. I'm trying to think, like, have we been watching anything good?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
know. Oh, we watched Bad Trip. That was good.
It was good.
That was fucking hilarious.
I was actually kind of surprised.
Eric Andre slayed. He went for it. And it was fantastic. Lil Rel, Tiffany Haddish, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
All the way through. Fucking hilarious.
And it wasn't so, like, you know, some of those movies can be really gruesome and way, way too ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And people are just pissed off the whole time. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of a cool experiment in people's behavior because pretty much everybody was super nice. There were a few people that got really pissed off.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure there were people, I mean, that's one of the brilliant or fun parts of movie magic. You didn't have to see everyone. that got pissed off. You know, you can right. edit them out. But
that's true.
For the most part, yeah, everyone's a good sport. And what I loved, it was just like, it was so over the top and jokey and playful. But like, it did kind of in the moment, like the pranks felt like something that could actually happen. You
know? I think that's what it is. I think it seemed way more realistic than some of those like Jackass movies where it's like, right. this would never happen. This is so elaborate.
Right.
Yeah.
When he puts his hand in the blender, that shit was so funny.
I liked the one, well, the vacuum cleaner one was good. I don't want to ruin it. If you haven't seen it.
We'll refer to what the bit is. But not like talk about it.
The vacuum cleaner and then the army guy.
Oh, the army guy is fucking insane. That made me laugh harder than any other part of the movie. I swear to God, that is so funny. Dude, you've been talking to me for 5 minutes.
You already asked to suck my dick. That's fucking
crazy. Yeah. So shout out to Eric Andre. I mean, Jesus, what a great trip. What a bad trip.
His hair is a lot. I couldn't stop looking at that hair.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty raggedy.
There's lots of textures going on. And Tiffany Haddish, I love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best. She's her weird little beard.
Like, oh, my God. Just her like gross weird little pubes chin on her pubes. Chin. Fucking amazing. You gonna go see Grandma? She points to her neck.
While you were gone yesterday, I did start to watch that show where we were like, this looks cheap as fuck. Mm-hmm. New one. What was it called?
The Irregulars?
The Irregulars. I got maybe 7 minutes into it. And just I was like, I can't hell
do this.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dog shit.
Yeah. I do still kind of want to try, but. Mm-mm.
I want Lock and Key to come back.
I thought that's what it was going to be more like, mm-hmm. but it was just garbage visuals. I don't know. I couldn't do it. And the acting was too like. I'm feeling things, but I'm not authentic. You know what I mean? It's gross.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I act.
No.
You should see how I act. You want to see me act?
In bed.
You want to see me act?
JK.
You see me act?
Nobody can see that.
I know, but you can. How was it? I'm pretty good, right?
Boy, yo, yo, yo,
great
yo.
Great job!
No, I can't think.
I did want to talk about friendships. Remember, I told you you were like, save it for the podcast.
Well, here we go. Yeah, this is good.
I don't know. I've always been told I'm really not that good of a friend.
I believe it.
You literally said to me the other day. I see you. You literally said to me the other day, fuck whoever said that because you're actually the good friend.
Wow.
I don't know. For all of the ladies out there, like, are you the type of girl that has a bunch of girlfriends and you're really good at keeping up with all of them? Or do you have, like, one or two or three solid friends that you want to keep up with?
Right.
I don't know. I guess if you're somebody who has a ton of them, like my grandma. My grandma can meet somebody at the grocery store and they're homies for life.
Right.
But she's got that skill. I don't have that skill.
Mm-hmm.
But what's frustrating is that when you do try to have that skill and it's like you really trying and you're putting yourself out of your comfort zone
mm-hmm.
and then it gets shit on a little bit. Oh man, does it make me like, what is that word? Withdraw it way more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're like my grandma. MJ and I are very different in that way. MJ is friends. You're kind of a bro though.
If you say it. Serenity now! You say it so often, but it's just because I have, like...
Bro mentalities because you're a bro?
No. Because I have, like... Because when I get happy about things, and I have, like, exuberant outbursts, you immediately go bro. That's basically... This is people, culture, trying to eliminate masculinity.
Here we go.
Because when I start doing push-ups... And I'm like, I'm fucking tight, bro. I'm so cool. You think that's being a bro, and I'm thinking that I'm just celebrating my masculinity.
That is so not true. So far from true. You start doing push-ups, and I'm like googly-eyed over you. You start like being like, brother.
Oh, I love
that.
And
I want to kill myself.
Yeah, brother. Come on, the Hulkster. You don't like that?
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. MJ sometimes makes me feel bad about it. Like, he'll be like, go do something with your friends. And I don't want to hear that shit, first of all, ever. but also, no, I don't want to.
First of all, ever. All right, noted.
Wow.
Shut up. So, I don't know. It's funny. I'm like asking for advice into the abyss. No one's responding. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Trust me, they're going to blow your DMs up after that.
That's not true.
Yeah. They'll be like, no, you're right. MJ is a bro. He's a turd. Fuck that guy.
I love him, though. Have you always been that way? So we've known each other since we were 17. Are we allowed to say how old we are on here?
Yeah.
We're 33 now.
Yeah.
And for most of the time that we knew each other, we were just friends.
Right.
Like really, really good friends. I dated one of his best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing it back to friends, now that I think about it, I was kicking it with a bunch of people, but they were all dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm taking over. MJ has
nothing. No. That's why we have the guests on, because then we get to know someone else. They already fucking know me. They don't care about me. It's about you. But have I always been good at that? The friend thing?
Like being a good friend?
Well, not
like
you know,
to
I'm,
me?
No. I'm saying you had said earlier, was that something I've always done?
Yes.
Yes. I always
You're have. Really good at it. Yeah. And you enjoy it. You're a genuine friend. It's not like there's no effort involved.
Right, right. I just like people. I like my people.
Yeah.
I'm not the best friend though. I know that.
No, like I mean, one time, like you're a fucking flake for sure.
Yeah. Like that one time, Roar tripped over the fucking lawnmower. Do you remember that?
And sliced his wrist open. And
it wasn't
like
his
faces
wrist.
And like bled out.
It was not his wrist.
Yes, it was. It was his forearm.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, go the fuck.
He like locked
home.
The door. Yeah. And would not let him come back in.
Well, he wasn't even supposed to be there.
We were never supposed to be there, but always supposed to be there. Like,
well,
we were always there.
Hey, you did it on your time, all right?
Okay, I take it back.
Take
MJ
your
used
ass.
To be a real piece of shit.
That's true,
He
too.
Has grown into just a way softer, kinder, more magnificent man. But, man.
Yeah.
I've seen you be really nasty.
Really shitty. Yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, I was like, seriously, why the fuck are you even here? He's like,
you need to go to the hospital.
I'm bleeding. I was like, I can't do anything for you. You have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? And, yeah, that was, but I could have done a little more. I could have, like, gotten him some gauze or something, I guess. But at that point in time, thinking about the Gary, there was no first aid kit in the Gary.
I think it's more about empathy.
Right. Which I can find myself being very lacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. I love you.
I think it's more of a, that's a male trait, though. I don't need empathy, because if I kill something, I can't be like all standing over it crying and shit.
You know, my dad doesn't have much. Well, that's not true. My dad totally does. Like for my brother, he has more empathy for my brother than he does anybody else.
Right.
Which is really bizarre, which is fine. It's not bizarre. It's just whatever.
It's your brother.
I don't feel
him.
Anything about it. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
But my dad's very similar, like in the way he'll give a hug. It's like, I'm so excited when he gives me a hug because it never happened.
Wow.
But it's not because he doesn't love me. It's just that's who he is.
No,
my God, he
him.
Loves me so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just very like, okay.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And like, I mean, the man's got more love in him than, you know, anyone on the planet, but it's
yeah,
just how
like
he expresses it is different.
Right. Exactly.
He's not all like huggy, lovey. You know, mm-hmm. He's more like cold, stay away from me, but I love you, lovey.
Right.
Yeah. Which is great.
I don't think you're that way, though, but.
No, I'm the exact opposite.
Yeah, I love it. Especially when you're hugging on girls and loving them so much. It's my favorite.
Serenity now! Serenity now! We're popping, ladies. Ladies!
I had to throw it in.
Yeah, you love that, don't you? Because it's all the time.
All the time.
All the time. Oh, boy.
He gives a hug and he's like,
great job.
I'm gonna get that one for you.
I'm
I think
kidding.
it's somewhere on the board.
You do know what I'm talking about, right?
The boy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's on this board somewhere. Let's try this one. Nope.
It's fine. Ooh, that's a good one too. Ooh, crickets is nice.
Yeah.
All right, let it go.
Oh no, it's that one.
That one's fun.
And that's the song, and then that's something else. Wait, that's laughter. Applause. Okay. Either way, we're done with the sounds.
Yeah.
I'll cut those out.
No, yeah, whatever. I mean, you can do.
Cut that pot out.
God damn it.
God damn it. All right, so let's do.
Oh, yeah, that game.
Yeah, well, new segment. We're calling it What's on the Menu? What do you like? What don't you like? What do you suggest?
I thought it was, what are you watching?
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Great job.
I just told you what it is.
No, I know, but you told me about it before you guys even started. And I've been thinking all day about what I'm watching.
Well, that's the thing. It's the what's on the menu is towards the food theme. But we're saying, like, what do you like? Mm-hmm. What are you recommending? What don't you like? It can be watching, it can be doing, it can be anything.
Can I name a couple of things?
Absolutely. So what do you like?
Well, I'm watching, I am very much that person that has three shows that I watch over and over and over again, and I don't actually sit and watch them. I'm doing while they're on in the background, but right now it's Schitt's Creek. Usually it's The Office or Parks and Rec, but I don't have Parks and Rec on DVD. I do have The Office because, you know, they took it off Netflix. So right now it's Schitt's Creek.
I think they put it on Peacock.
Oh, Peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. They're peacocking. I love that term. So that's, and what do I like? I like, this is so lame. I like to organize and clean, but I think it's more because I'm OCD and it's like a self-soothing thing.
Yeah, am I not allowed to have two pairs of shoes by the front door?
You're allowed to have two pairs of shoes. You're not allowed to have 10 pairs of shoes by the door in our small apartment.
Wow.
10?
Whatever. You can do whatever you want.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so.
I like you.
Nice.
Yep. What do I not like?
Well, like on the menu, yeah. What don't you like? Anything?
Meatloaf.
Really?
Ugh.
You don't like meatloaf?
I hate meatloaf.
Really?
Ugh.
And you're such a meat and potatoes fam. Well, I would think.
Yeah, my mom likes meatloaf, and every now and then she'd make us have it, and ugh. None of us like it except for her.
What?
Yeah.
I like a nice meatloaf.
It feels like fake. Like spam almost.
What?
Yucky.
Wow.
Stop it.
What? What feels fake about it?
I don't know. Like, it's a loaf of meat. I don't know.
Just how God intended it. yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Is that like a penis joke?
A loaf of meat? Oh, yeah. Could be, actually. Wow, good eye. Thank That's you. Good. Yeah. What okay, like? so what wouldn't you recommend? What don't you like?
Meatloaf.
Okay, really? Yeah. That's it? that's it? Okay. So no meatloaf. Don't get the meatloaf.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Stay away from the meatloaf. Like, with the meatloaf, did you have, like, the ketchup on top?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
nice red roof.
Yeah,
some onions in there?
Yeah, I hate it. But that's like, you know, like, I don't like radish and shit in my tuna. Ugh.
You don't like what?
Radish or celery or anything like that in my tuna.
Who puts radishes in celery?
In their tuna fish?
Did I say radishes in your celery?
I'm sorry, relish.
Relish.
Yeah.
Radish in your celery, though. You remember yesterday
tuna.
What you said?
No.
You're like, I don't mind have a little extra squeezing for the cushion. I was like, that's not how you say that.
He says it like I was drunk, but it was like
you were
9 in the morning.
Over.
I was very hungover.
Yeah, which means you're probably still a little drunk.
So here's the deal. I decided that. So I've been reading.
This should have been your hating or not recommending.
I hate hangovers.
Right.
I have the worst hangovers. I'm sure there's other people that have them out there like me, but I'm probably just allergic to booze at this point. But the whole thing happens. I throw up all morning. I whine. It's the worst. But
it is the worst. I don't mind doing stuff. It's the way you guys, and you know you're doing it.
Yeah, but it feels good for some reason.
Weird.
It's really weird. But I decided that I've been reading this book about cultivating leads, you know, the real estate thing and ways to keep yourself on track with this 61-day program. And one of the ideas is to write somebody a check without a date and say, keep me accountable. If I don't do this, you get to cash the check. Well, I've decided to convert that into this hangover situation. So I wrote MJ a check for $250, which for some of you might be a lot or not. And if I am like that one more time, he gets to cash it every time.
and I'm going to buy $250 worth of booze and drink it in front of you and then get hungover.
He is a good friend.
Good friend.
Great job.
No, I would never do that. I'd probably spend the money on BCs and
BC powder.
Pedialyte.
There's another thing. I do like BC powder.
So, what would you suggest at this lovely establishment?
Anything?
Anything. You can suggest a hug from a friend.
Kindness.
You suggest kindness.
Way easier to be kind than it is to be a dick, even when you want to be a dick.
Being a dick kind of takes a lot of effort.
It does. But and then you can carry it with you.
What we were saying, sometimes, you know, trying to be too kind can be
oh, yeah,
a
that's what
well.
I'm running into right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, but
right. Boundaries. Fine. I suggest boundaries.
There you go.
Fuck, that is like
clearly
the
defined.
Lesson of the year for me right now. I feel like boundaries is one of those words that everybody was like, set boundaries. And I was like, fuck you. I don't know what that means.
Right.
I don't understand how you do it, but I guess it's just like anything else. It's like with practice and with study and looking more into it, there's no way to define a boundary. It's your own boundary.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a little more individual. So yeah, I'm working on that big time.
Nice. Me, I guess I'm suggesting everyone bad trip. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time with that. It just lightened, especially with all the fucking, I was so pissed off. I had the cord issue. I had this, you know, it's loud. We're trying to get this stupid podcast, blah, 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 this and that. That really lightened my load.
It did.
Yeah.
I was glad it did.
You know, actually, it's weird. I don't have any, what's wrong?
Nothing. Is it, it's recording.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I got nervous.
I'm recommending that. I would suggest Bad Trip. I'm liking, this is one of my little dumb anime shows that you would just absolutely hate.
Okay.
I'm liking Dota 2.
Okay.
I think it's called Dota 2 or Dota. Whatever. I have no idea what the backstory is. I've just been watching it. It's interesting. It's fun. Not really classic anime per se, but whatever. It's got dragons and shit.
Nice.
Fun. Hating this dog licking his ass on our bed right now. Why does he have to do it? And why does he have to put his butt on the covers while he licks it?
He soaks the sheets when he does that shit.
He's
it's
disgusting.
Really gross.
And then he wants to come over and give kisses.
Right.
I'm definitely hating that. You can't let him in the restaurant doing all that.
Can I piggyback off of your silly anime bullshit?
Yes, absolutely.
On that note, super excited that my niece is loving Avatar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm
Isn't
really
that great?
Happy about that. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
Because mm-hmm. I don't like most of that stuff, and it's I don't hate it, but I just don't get into it. But Avatar, love. Any of Howl's moving whatever
yeah,
is
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah. Studio Ghibli stuff.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Avatar is great just because it's, you know, it's so imaginative.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun. That whole world is cool. And it's, you know, positive and playful.
And I don't know. I'm a big fan of hand drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just so much talent involved. I don't know. I like it. I dig it.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
Wait, what did you suggest?
Bad Trip.
But then, okay.
Yeah.
So you like Bad Trip and you suggest Bad Trip.
No, I like Dota.
Got it.
You know, I'm
Wait,
I'm
what do you
it.
Not like? Oh, yeah, Gus's butthole.
Gus's butthole
Sorry.
On the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not my favorite. We're working on this bit. It's got to get more cohesive, but we're going to figure it out. That's what's on the menu.
Oh, yeah, no, I liked it. That was good.
Yeah, I think, you know, once I get more, this is the second time we've done it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know. Now it's got a title. It's getting starting to have a little bit more of a theme. It'll get more cohesive as we go along, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so. This is fun.
Yeah.
I just like hanging out with you. This is what we do regularly, I feel like.
Right. Except the jokes are a little bit more crass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
No. We don't force it.
Okay.
Dude, it's 9 in the morning. I don't think we're supposed to be as high energy as we're going to be. But we're definitely going to do this again. And thank you for doing this. You're the best.
I love you.
I love you too. All right. And that's been the episode. And please be sure to look out for us on YouTube. Those episodes will be posted. We've got a bunch of back episodes that will be posted. Some will be audio only, though, unfortunately, because of some camera issues. Me and Cal are working towards a big live stream announcement. We will have more special guests coming up soon, and possibly some sketches with some of our very talented friends. But other than that, yeah, that's it. And once again, thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Holler if you want to buy or sell a house.
Ooh, help us get rich, baby. All right, kisses, bitches. Look for this.